American cradle of liberty.
Look at you! You're a freak!
What are we alive for except to grab all the kicks we can? To contaminate our society.
Now being renovated.
Mr. Dowd.
Podcasting live from the recent past from the Dogwater Studios in the punkest little city in the world. It's the Worst Little Podcast. And I'm your host, Mr. Nick Ramirez. My co-pilot, the mighty Chewbacca. And the guy on the warp drive in the back, Dogwater Dick. And in the studio, we have Reno Punk Rockers, Me Time.
Talking out of our ass.
Welcome to the show. We're back.
That was really cool.
Week to week. That's
some custom shit right there.
We're back. Listeners, I hope you enjoyed last week's show with the lovely Mallory Mishler. That was a great show. Mm-hmm. And we're back this week. See, we kept our promise. We're going weekly again. And I found out today, right before show, we're fucking booked up until January, so...
Are you serious?
That's awesome. We're completely booked up.
Shit.
We feel fancy now.
Man, the Tanks hit me up, and they want to do the show, so they can't be in January. They're
one of the bookings, yeah.
Oh, thank you,
they're
Jesus.
They're in November, so...
Oh, those guys are great.
They are. We just played with them.
Cool.
Dude, they're hella fun.
So, good news there for you folks. We are back. Like I said, Chewy's here. That's awesome.
Totally.
No interns this week. Where are you guys?
I know.
Shout
they figured
out.
We took last week off. Why not just take this week off too? Yeah. Fuck it.
Intern X.
Jesus
and
Christ.
Mr. Baker, please report to the Dogwater Studios.
They're probably mad about the short notice last week.
And Rory. Rory's still on assignment, so I will be your host this week.
No, I'm all about drinking pee.
He's out drinking pee with
he's
the theater
pee
folks.
And doing
it's
show
very
research.
Sterile.
He's
yeah.
French.
Yeah.
Yeah,
they're looking at me.
Being a weirdo.
Hi, I have a really small
traveling
penis.
Traveling the world, drinking people's pee.
He will be back with us for
a regular
the,
connoisseur, I guess.
or at least in spirit, I think somebody's coming down for the Good Luck Macbeth. Silence the Musical podcast will be coming up soon too. So we'll get more on what Rory's out there doing as time goes by. But this week we have Me Time in the studio. It's fucking awesome. They got so much music and stuff. Rick, what did you do this weekend?
Oh, Jesus Christ. I finished up Common Mishaps album, but they got it done really quick. We did most of the work last weekend. So this weekend we only had to work a few hours. Finished everything. It already sounds fucking great. I think I'm just going to not even do anything to it. Just like, here's the disc you went home with, all like, and everything's fine.
And it's done.
It sounds really good, so I don't know. I'm going to listen to it this week and see if I hate it. But yeah, no, that was fucking, I just said yeah, no, and I hate it when Rory says yeah, no.
Yeah, no,
remember
really?
We used to get the,
I hate it when I say butt fuck.
Butt fuck, dude.
Well, every time you say butt fuck in the show, we're going to give you some kind of buzz.
Right. Yeah, no?
Butt fuck, come on.
Butt fuck.
So yeah, it was fucking great, and I had Intern X came into the studio to start recording a song too, and she brought Mason Frey with her. Mason Fry.
Oh no, shit. He likes Fry better.
It is Fry.
Okay. Mason
spelled
Frey.
Frey, pronounced Fry.
It's Fry like Glenn Fry. Spells it the same way.
It's like you spell it like a cable is fraying, and
good
you
call.
Say it like I'm in high school doing acid.
Yeah,
Fry. Right.
Do you really prefer one last name better than? I mean, it's your last name. It's not really a preference. It's kind of this is how it is.
Yeah, but, you know, like...
People pronounce it weird.
Yeah.
Tony Dorsett was Tony Dorsett in college, and then when he got to the NFL, he changed it to Dorsett.
Yeah.
Yeah, and what about Alain Berton?
Yeah. Well, that's different.
My name is
but still pretentious.
How do you spell it? S-M-I-T-H. Jablowski.
Mine's Alan. Everybody's like, anal. I'm like, no, bro, it's Alan.
That's two anal references
dyslexic.
From Craig
anal.
In a row. Huh?
He's dyslexic. But
fuck, come on. Oh.
There it is.
But fuck.
Hera.
Chewy, what did you do this weekend?
I sat around my house, hanging out with my family, watching football all weekend, pretty much.
Do any of your teams win?
No. Well, the Wolfpack won big.
That's good.
But the Raiders took a shit.
Go Pack. That's I know. I'm bummed about that, too.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
Fucking Raiders.
Yeah, man. I saw the Shames on Friday with the Has-Beens at Fox.
Sounds good.
Yeah. Nice.
That was dope.
The Has-Been I woke up in the morning before the band was showing up, and they were here.
Right.
They were just like downstairs laying all over the living room.
They're supposed to stay at my house, but
everywhere.
Penny was like, no, you're coming home with me.
And the,
cool.
The smaller of the two Has-Beens, he was like, oh, I was wearing my mummy's t-shirt because I roll that way. And fucking, and he said, oh, I just saw them 2 months ago. And I said, so did I. And he said, Burger Boogaloo. I said, yeah, I was there too. And he started to, hey, here's a picture of my girlfriend down front.
Hugging.
Here's a picture of my girlfriend down front at one of the shows before the Mummies, and we looked at the picture, and I was in his picture.
Right there.
He's all, is that fucking you right there?
He's fucking stalking
you,
dude.
Yeah.
Were you wearing pants?
Ninja.
Luckily, well, you couldn't tell I was down front of the show, but they it was awesome. It was a trip. I said, and did you ever know that like you would be looking at that picture one day and go, hey, you see that faggot down front? I'm gonna be sleeping on his living room floor in 2 months. So.
Booyah.
Yeah. No way he could have known that.
It's a small world.
It's a small world.
Yeah, it really is.
Let's shake it.
Aw, baby. Calm down.
It's really freaking
so that,
out.
That's cool.
Yeah, that little kid.
Has been.
I'm all by myself.
Pretty scary.
It's fun to see.
How high are you?
It's fun to see a punk rock in a very, very small bar. Like, there's no moshing going to happen, but everybody sat and listened to what they were doing.
That bar's tiny.
And the Has-Beens are cool because they have like a double neck. Like, they have two players, the drummer and the guitar player, but he also has double neck, so he plays the bass and guitar.
Whoa.
You mean simultaneously?
Well, I guess that saves space.
That's pretty
cool.
Awesome.
That's cool. I mean, he got tired of hiring a bass player, he said, so he got that. He just got that instead.
Sometimes you just got to do it yourself.
They were cool dudes. I liked them a lot. I hope they listen to the show. If you are listening or do in the future, hey,
good job
the other night with the Shames. Who kicked ass as well. They were loose and having fun.
Yeah.
They were partying that night. And
yeah, I was going to say, is that slang for drinking? Because that's when we get loose and have fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
When we're drunk.
We try not to do that as much, but
It was
for yourself.
They do too. They work really, really hard on their game, and they just had like a big show at the Saint, a lot of people there.
Nice.
They played the Foxy. That's like across the street
you can
from
play
house
and
shit.
Have your drink on the bar at the same time and reach it.
And they were just having a little more fun because, it kind of freaks you out when
we used to play at the fucking alley all the time, and I lived right there behind it, so like walking distance, like we could stumble our amps home. Mm-hmm. And we would looking back at some of our original shows before we had Sasha, they were painfully loaded shows.
Randy's eating shit into the drum set in a different band.
I just remember like talking a bunch of shit and dropping the mic, and just like it was cool. And looking back, that was probably not very cool.
And somehow I was still a fan before I joined the band.
Yeah,
because you guys were good.
You saw something else.
The term shit show.
You have shows like that where you give a fuck.
It was an absolute shit show. I played fucking awesome, but those guys.
I can't believe how fucked up those guys were.
Fucking dicks.
Yeah. Well, they were great. The Shames, it wasn't a shit show. They were just having fun. They were tight, and they played a long set, and it was really cool to see them in a small
place.
They're fun. They're fun.
We played with them a couple times, I think.
Yeah, for sure.
Mm-hmm. And then Saturday was really cool because I got to record with Stacey Toll and Hudson.
Oh, sweet.
At Tom Gordon's studio doing some harmonica.
Mirage.
At Mirage. Yeah, that was really cool. And shout out to you guys if you're listening. Thanks for having me. That was super fun. And the album is fucking going to be really good. Like,
sexually.
Like stoner country rock, kind of. Nice. It's a trip.
Sounds like the right market for it right about now.
Yeah.
It's really cool. Speaking of music, I guess that's it for last week. Let's talk about what's going on right now in the studio. Let's introduce Reno to Me Time. We'll go around the room real quick. This is Morgan. Say hello.
Oi. Hey, nice to meet you guys.
This is Patty.
How's it going?
Sasha.
Hello, Reno.
Randall.
Yeah, that's my hum, too. We come together.
Craig downstairs
the audience
on the
can't
drums.
Hear that. Hi. It's like said.
All right, Me Time.
Yeah.
You ready to give us some music?
Sure.
Sure.
All right.
Did they play music?
Starting with the hit.
This one's brand new off the upcoming album.
Yeah, we're excited to play.
What's
some of
the new
shit,
album?
We haven't recorded yet, so that's what we're excited to, get a kind of hear.
Oh, you got new songs ready for
a
the
bunch
recording.
Of them.
We released an EP last year, and then we've written a whole bunch of brand new stuff, and we've been playing it live, but we don't have any recordings of it, and so this is
it's always fun.
Yeah,
get it out
brand
there.
New stuff. So this one's called
Into
Chicken
the ether.
Litter.
Yeah,
fuck yeah.
I've seen the end, it's coming now. I've seen the sky, it's falling to the ground.
Life as we know it, turn it upside down now. I see a sky, it's falling down. We jump right out of bed, he rushes to his set. He's gotta hear the news, and it hasn't happened yet. But he's seen the signs are coming, knows the times are coming. Won't ignore the signs, soon the blood is running. How is he to know? What was he to do? We haven't got a chance, we haven't got a clue. I see the end is coming now, down, down, down. I see a sky and running to the ground. Right back we know it, turn it upside down. I see a sky and falling down. He's dropped his lip go slap, he's dropped his mind go numb. How can he face this world and the wasteland it's become? But he's gotta face the day, there's one thing he has certain. Gotta go to work, he's gotta keep working. Benny burned his toes, spilled coffee on his shirt. He knows that it's the end, but he's gotta go to work. And feel sorry for the kid, he knows their end is coming. Won't ignore the signs, soon that blood is running.
Fuck yeah.
Wow, that rad. Song sucked.
Oh, ah, dude.
She doesn't know.
Oh. Jesus Christ. Dude, where
somebody
were
knows about me time.
I like her.
Where were you guys when I was doing meth?
What? Probably doing meth.
Fuck. Oh.
We no, that's like just me. Do these half guys... of it right now and half after the show.
No, oh. Riku.
I snort all the time nowadays.
Oh. Fuck it.
I'm so scared.
This chick parties. Right.
She yeah, didn't like that song. Parties.
Don't mess it up.
Let's have another one and we'll see if she likes this one.
Right. Yeah, do it again. Do more. Do more. Jazz
club. Go for it.
Should we do another ditty?
Yeah,
let's
yeah,
do
yeah,
another
yeah,
ditty. This one's
yeah,
called Dancing.
All right.
I like this song.
You got me hanging in limbo. Stuck in your purgatory. Well, all this nothingness. You call progress, divide the familiar to me. I know you think, won't go in your lead. Without you, I'd be lost. You're here at home, protecting from myself. No matter what the cost. I'm treading water in your ocean. I'm drowning so far away from shore. Well, everything you said was my best interest. Somehow you end up with more. Your appetite for my sacrifice is never gonna stop. Life's cheap to get what you need, no matter what the cost. I'm gonna be dancing. Well, I don't care what you say. I'm gonna be dancing.
Yeah. Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
We're not assholes. Thanks, we're not dancing on people's graves.
No,
that's
we
not
don't.
True.
Sorry, man.
No, there's
that
some people I'd dance on their grave.
I know some dead people, and they'd be pissed.
I bet you do.
You know.
Fucking dicks.
Damn. Dude, like, and for those of you listening at home, all of them are giant. Yeah. There's five of them.
We're fucking big.
Dude, we're 1,200 pounds of punk rock.
Fuck, yeah, right. The first one walked in and it was like, well, he's a big guy. And the second one, well, he's a big guy too. And then it just got worse.
Yeah.
It just got bigger as they came
as
in.
As I said, we get bigger.
Holy shit.
Well, yeah, like we don't
all
fit
the floors in your
stages.
House are screaming, get the fuck off.
Land of the giants.
None of us fit in skinny pants. It's fucked up.
No.
Like, yeah.
It's pretty funny.
We're not that fucking bad. No way.
I was parking my car at the front of the Dogwater Studios, and all five guys are standing out front, like almost equidistantly from each other.
We space ourselves.
Yeah,
yeah. Like they inside the proper space. Sweaters. Looked like a perfect picture rug when I walked, you know, out and looked at them. I'm all holy shit. So I think we got a picture of that.
Yeah, we made
it.
Yeah.
If you
want
to maybe send that to Rick, maybe we can get it posted on the website.
Yeah, cool.
Sure. We love that shit. Yeah, why not?
Yeah. But yeah, it was cool. Dude.
I just picked up my phone like I totally know Rick's number.
It looked like an album cover.
You know what I mean? we'll do it later.
We brought Sasha into the band to do all our Facebook stuff.
Yeah, really.
When did that happen?
A couple years ago now, like two. I think.
Two. Wow. Meantime, how long?
Because he's good at Facebook.
Almost four now, I think. Yeah.
What is it now? Pre-Sasha, how many years did you do it before that?
Fuck, we've been in a bunch of different bands. Like, we've all been, like, inbred bands, like,
okay,
bouncing off the last,
let's
like,
hear the
10
list
years.
Of names.
Well, like, it started with me and Sasha and my wife in a band called Negative Nancy.
Even before
I heard
that.
No, well,
even before
shit,
that,
well,
like,
I remember
in high
Negative
school,
Nancy.
We played in punk bands, me and this dude, since we were 12. My first band was when we were 12. We started Gusher. We actually got sued by the cops and shit in Truckee, and that was, like, a long time ago.
What?
We released an album and got sued for it.
We slandered a police officer and got sued. I think they even said our name. They said our name on MTV News because of it, because it was like, these kids are getting fucking sued. But anyways, that was like when we've been playing.
No shit.
Since we were like 12.
It ended up all right.
And then,
that's fucking amazing.
They threw it out.
You're on MTV at 12?
We didn't like, they didn't play our shit. They're
no.
These youths in Truckee.
We're still nobodies.
That's still awesome Reno folklore, dude.
About
Gusher.
About 10 years ago or so. Or no, more than that now.
Yeah.
I was playing in a band with my wife. This is Morgan talking, and with Sasha. And my wife is Jen, and we were in a band with another dude.
Sexually.
And we were Negative Nancy.
Yep.
And then from there, that fell to shit. And then we started another band with Randy and Craig down there. And the same other dude from the other band, it was Correction. And we were in that for a bunch of years. And then that died. And then they were a bunch of like acoustic weird shit for a minute. Like these guys did a band called
Cry Pardon.
And then what's the other one?
Depression Era Slang.
Yeah, Depression Era Slang. And then about 4 years ago, they got sick of playing fucking acoustic shit. Or Randy got sick of using his beautiful voice, which is prettier than mine, but he lets me write lyrics. So he's like, let's do this again.
You'll get to hear him sing later.
And we started fucking Me Time, which was, it didn't have a name.
No, you're missing one. You're missing one.
Who'd I leave?
Thalidomides. The Thalidomides.
Oh, shit. There was Thalidomides, too. There's another band in between. That's where we picked up Patty.
Yeah.
Sorry. I skipped that.
Yeah, that was me and Morgan and
I
Patty.
I spored into there.
It was terrible. Really fast drummer.
Thalidomides?
Thalidomides. It's the worst band name ever. It's very offensive. Worst.
Karma with your band name. Don't be dicks.
Yeah. What does it mean?
Thalidomide is the, it's, yeah, go ahead, Randy. You got
Thalidomide was a drug that they gave to women in the, what, like 60s,
Canada,
early
60s.
70s. And it caused flipper babies, basically. It was a morning sickness drug.
Yeah. Oh, so that's where all the flipper babies came from. They're thalidomides is what they like to call themselves.
We had a dolphin
it was
with
only a couple
gloves.
Of flipper babies.
There's not many of them left.
And then you have somebody with stumpy arms saying, so
one showing
how'd you
up
get
here
your
later,
name?
We invited them.
Yeah. Like, that's the worst fucking band name ever. But we played some good shows as thalidomides. Like, we played with
7 Seconds.
We started out, we were kind of like ska-like. No, Correction was Subhumans.
Did you guys go see them recently?
Yeah, that was amazing.
Was it?
I like sweated like 15 pounds.
They keep getting older, but
in it
they just
it was great.
Great.
Patty, you know, really Patty did. Was in a band with another dude called Stale Ale, and they were like Reno's like poppy ska band.
Yeah, it was a
band. And then Randy and I were from punk bands, so we're like, let's do a punk ska band. And our only like real goal was to be like Sis and Fish or play with Sis and Fish, which is
well,
you know,
I think we were starting
Dick's
out to
band.
Do a Halloween show.
Yeah, we started as a cover band doing
Subhumans, and then it morphed into.
That,
Thalidomides.
We broke up on stage. Like,
it's the worst shit ever.
Gloriously so. And that was with a show that had a band called Dead Waitress, which I was playing bass for at the time. That was like one of our first shows, and then they ended up breaking up on stage.
Like horrible,
down in
like,
flames,
yelling at each other and shit.
Sasha still joined the
band.
That's
an awesome name, though. Rick, you like that name?
What was it?
Dead Waitress.
oh, that's terrible. You're never going to get
punk
your pie.
Name now.
You're never going to get your pie if your waitress is dead.
No. Way back in the late 90s, this is Craig. I was in a band called Downrigger.
We didn't
and
ask.
We were like a emo hardcore band. Okay. Played with like Small Brown Bike.
That's actually how I found Craig, because we used to have a guitar player named Kevin, and he his brother played with Craig in that band.
Yeah. Kevin was so in Negative Kevin was Nancy.
He was in Negative Nancy in the correction. We all just inbreed. We just fucking we're like, hey, who wants
incestuous.
To play in this one? And all I do is write shitty lyrics. Well, I like my lyrics, but that's all I do. So I'm just like, when they're ready, I'm there.
I'm kind of feeling like this is going to be
the
last incarnation.
Morgan's the guy that walks around and reminds you the shit you're forgetting when you're packing shit up,
we're
but
all
just paces around the house.
I do like to
keeps everybody
to learn new songs.
Yeah. We're all too old.
So we've all been playing punk rock for 20 years with each other.
This is
awesome.
That's awesome,
dude. Yeah.
Well, it shows.
Think that's what made you gay?
You guys...
Yeah,
might be.
Partially. I have a theater degree, and that totally makes me
my
gay.
My lust for cock made me gay.
I mean...
My lust for cock.
One of my degrees is...
like,
the,
I was
the,
a gay,
the other
but
one
then
is French.
That happened
so, like,
and
that's
made
just
me
like,
gay.
That's double homo.
That's double...
Pegging is not
double penetration.
You could be gay in French.
Yeah, he totally
that's
could.
So gay, you're straight, dude.
He totally could. We have a French song.
Yeah,
actually.
We do even have a song that's in French if we want.
No shit.
It's very, like,
it's very political.
Are you guys spontaneous fellas? I mean, I don't mean to jukebox you, but you want to play it for us?
You want to hear the Frenchie song? We want to play
it. It's
going to
be a rough one. It's a new one, but we could play it. I mean,
fuck
it up for the most part.
We got this shit.
For the most part.
It's in French. Sasha's going to play it, so I don't know
if
that's in
French.
Well, Sasha hasn't played it since.
Yeah,
so
guitar player two on the shitty mic's going to sing this one.
This one.
Sasha. Because I don't sing in French.
Oh, yeah.
That's what I'm talking about.
So just giving you a heads up if you need to change shit. I yell like two things.
You want to work that real quick? Give us 20 seconds.
We're behind the scenes.
We're okay.
All right, let's do it.
We're okay, no worries.
Et on a fourni un certain something like that.
I like to say that song's called Ratatouille, but he doesn't like it.
It's not. It's not. The song's called November Rouge.
Yeah, but it's really about a little rat
chef. It's
called
Little Chef.
Little Chef. It's about terrorist attacks and shit like that. It's deep, but I like, you know, come on, that Pixar movie.
Gusto's.
Gusto's.
Does anyone speak French?
He speaks a lot of French.
Do you want to decipher what? What are all the?
Here we go.
It's obviously about Obama.
Yeah, it was about Obama.
Bombing
On November 13th of last year in Paris, there was a series of coordinated attacks by a bunch of fucking inhuman assholes who decided to kill a bunch of people because they didn't believe the same way. And
oh,
so
you wrote that after that.
Yeah, I wrote it after that. And actually, several months before that, there was a French magazine, like a satire magazine, comes out weekly called Charlie Hebdo.
Charlie Hebdo.
Yeah, there was that whole thing that went on with that. So I was actually writing the French song for Charlie, and then the shit went down in Paris, and it was just, fuck, I just
Bullshit, you know. Those things were just people trying to have a good time and got killed for no reason.
Totally.
Absolutely, you know. Bullshit. And so... It's all sort of about that, about kind of supporting each other and not, you know, rejecting the idea of being afraid.
Hate.
Like we're going to fucking do this anyway. And
you can't just not go out and have a good time anymore.
Exactly.
You can't uncramp this middle finger, motherfucker.
Damn. Hell yeah, Patty.
Yeah.
So it's deep. It's a deep song.
That's not fucking really badass.
It's good when
dude.
We don't fuck it up.
Thank you.
It is most of my shit, the lyrics I write are all like satirical and like, I don't know, it's hard for me to be serious, and his are very like serious.
You ever thought about doing it in Spanish too? Just to...
We should.
Yo puedo.
I don't think the European siren will fit with that.
Right. And let's
get a boner off that, Rick.
You know, let's hope that we don't have
He just said in my ear that he can do that.
Oh, yeah. Rick, ¿hablas español? Oh, yeah.
Cuando quiero, puedo. Puedo también. En todo, toda la gente en mi pinche trabajo no pueden entender inglés. Tengo que hablar así.
Oh, you should.
Sí, sí. Okay, entiendo.
Write it down for him, Sasha, and he'll sing it for us.
Fucking hey, that'll be sweet.
Fucking son of a bitch. Let's do it.
I just spent 2 weeks in Mexico City doing magic.
You're a magician as well?
I am, yeah.
A musician and a magician.
The double M.
One of those dudes that's so talented that it just pisses you off.
We have everything fucking covered right now. Just so you guys know.
So if you're somewhere playing and people are like, hey, how about some magic? You can
stupid jokes instead. Like a fucking asshole.
Craig is so afraid right now that I'm going to tell a joke tonight. Yeah. And he's just like, fuck it, I'm going to punch him in the face.
They're not
going to come downstairs.
I would never punch him in the face.
You'll hear thunk, 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 thunk.
Hey, Rick, just make sure you press the silence button when Sasha says, so.
I got to take a break halfway up.
Well, it can't be any worse than how we do on the show.
Yeah.
So, want to whip some of them jokes out. We're not
Craig, did you hear that? Fuck yeah.
Oh, I thought you were talking about my penis.
Oh, yeah.
Da-da-da-da-da-da.
And that's why we put him downstairs.
I'm super funny, fuckface.
Butt fuck.
Butt fuck. Ah, you made me say it. No.
All right, Sasha, let's do it. Let's hear it.
What am I doing
there? You're not prepared, are you?
Oh, a joke? Oh, I'm so ready for this. All right, so check this out. Here we go.
I'm taking my headphones off.
Helium is walking down the street, walks into a bar, walks up to the bartender's like, hey, I'd like a drink. The bartender's like, hey, we don't serve you noble gases in here. And helium doesn't react.
Oh!
Science?
See?
I like it.
Weird?
Yeah. Yeah. You can say it. It was dumb. You're not supposed to say dumb as a kid.
I love helium jokes.
Thank you. See?
Yeah.
Stupid. There's not a whole lot of them out there, really.
Fuck. I hate his jokes. They're so bad.
Yeah.
I like light humor.
So they fill time.
Huh?
Oh, that's right.
Me
too. Whose turn I got?
Yeah. Yeah. What you got a joke?
Where do you guys rehearse?
We just heard it. It was Sasha telling a joke.
We rehearse at Morgan's house.
Yeah. We play a mass. I bought a house a couple years ago and I made sure there was a spot. We built like a whole room inside of an exterior room and tried to soundproof the shit out of it. Mm-hmm. And it's loud as fuck, so it didn't even matter.
We did.
Maybe that's the first place I ever fingered your mom at.
I know.
Yeah.
She still remembers.
Yeah.
Was that on Sinclair?
She loved it.
Never mind.
No. I heard there's a lot of earwigs down
You think
there.
It's hot in here? You should see it when we actually are jumping around and pretending like we're practicing for a show.
It's so gross. There's sweat that hits me.
Soundproof.
I can't move out of the way.
Kept the heat in.
There's
like vape in a fucking BO.
Yeah,
we Sasquatch.
It's sexy.
Really we played the shit out of it and then like put carpet on the
ceiling. There's carpet on
and, like,
the ceiling.
Yeah,
and there's got to be stuff growing in there.
Yeah.
So.
It gets
we did notice that your window plugs are much nicer than ours.
Yeah. Whatever. Ours are like thick as shit, though.
I hired a gay guy from New York to make those.
Oh.
Nice.
Yeah.
Well, Sasha is looking.
Yeah, the homos. It was thousands of dollars. Yeah, you trust the homos. They fucking take care of shit. He picked out the colors, too.
I like the colors.
Oh, I know. I know. He fucking rules.
Faggot.
Oh. Riku. Oh, not cool. Not cool.
Oh,
not
cool.
Wow. Wow.
Whoa.
Whoa. Whoa. Whoa. Whoa. Whoa. Whoa.
So, yeah, we don't really roll that way in this band.
No. I don't let my kids say cocksucker.
Neither do I.
Neither do I.
It's like a dick off a cliff.
Oh, I heard that one earlier when I was listening to last week.
It's hard because
what
her
the
dad's,
hell does that even mean?
Her dad's not with us to wrangle her in.
Imagine that you were, imagine if you were sucking a dick and you were pulled by the force of your sucking the dick off a cliff.
Oh.
That's what I picture. Yeah, when
that's
I
what happened to Thelma and Louise.
I hope that's what happens to me if I ever suck a dick, as I just fly right off a cliff.
Shit's dope.
It's pretty funny.
Wow.
Fuck. Right, and Nick, you know that the fucking thing is going to take forever.
The thing?
Oh, that thing?
Oh, yeah, we should get to that in a minute. I wanted to ask him one quick question, because as a musician myself, I find that important. How many times a week do you guys practice?
Once.
Yeah, once, we're
once a week.
Once a week.
But, like, if anyone doesn't practice, is it kind of a big deal, or what's the deal?
Patty freaks the fuck out. Patty, you want to take this one?
What do you mean?
I
like to know about.
I forget shit that I wrote that I've known for years and years and years. Yeah. And if I don't do
he's an amazing bass player, but he flips the fuck out. If we don't practice like right before every show, like it's the end.
I'm
of
an
world.
Excellent bass player.
It's like Morgan too. He paces before a show. He paces
really.
And goes,
yeah.
"I don't know the lyrics, guys."
They come in. We all got our little
OCD.
But we, you know, we're all family.
He does.
We.
I was fucking with him on the way here. I said, "Check the door another time," and he walked back and he did it.
Well, that's different. That's my OCD.
Because he's
my fucking door. Yeah.
But, like, we practiced songs last night for this, and that was not one of them. So we actually,
thank you
we actually did really good.
That was good.
For not practicing
tight.
It.
Well, we haven't played that in, like, it's been over a month because this dude's been in L.A. being a fucking
magician. Yeah, he was a contestant.
I'm pointing. Oh,
And what?
Sasha's
America's Got Talent.
I wasn't a contestant, but I was working with.
He was in a black morph suit backstage.
He was a shadow boy.
That's how I.
He was a shadow boy.
I was like working with a group called the Clairvoyants that took second place, so they were the runners up. And so I've been in L.A. for the last
second place
two
and
a half.
L.A. version of America's Got Talent is pretty good.
Yeah, it's good. So they're mind readers, the theatrical mind readers from Austria, and they're cool people.
Paul Abdul fucked up their trick.
Yeah, Paul Abdul's a fucking that. Cunt.
She's still
see you next Tuesday. Whoa.
She's fucking short, too. She's little. You could.
Is she all doped out?
Yeah, a little bit.
A little bit. That's a Laker girl royalty. I don't think you should call her a cunt.
That's true. I hate the Lakers.
Even though she's a cunt.
See you
my bad. Paulo, my apologies.
I apologize.
You guys are throwing around faggot and people freak out when you say cunt.
Come on. That's a good point.
In for a penny, in for a pound.
There was
a kid saying
cocksucker, but you can't
honest,
say that.
I mean, Paul
but
Paul
really,
Paul
the show
Abdul.
Is not
she's,
safe for anyone.
Right. She's the most famous Laker girl of all, so please.
That's true.
Show
there's
some fucking
reverse
respect.
About
she
this
pulled her
girl.
Laker boots.
Most famous one so far.
Oh, my God.
Probably a Laker girl coming up the pipe who's going to be real famous.
Every week, I'm like, I hope he doesn't play that one, and every week he plays
I'm sorry. It seemed called for. I can't control Riku.
I know.
Yes, you can. That's how you got her to say that. You
control
her.
Riku.
Oh,
yeah.
It's so bad. It's so
she didn't
bad.
Know what that meant when I had her say it.
She won't know that until later, and then she's going
to
be really
nope,
mad.
Nope, she asked her teacher the next day.
What happened to Rick? Well, Riku
what's
stabbed
birth
him.
Yeah, totally. For all that shit I said, and you keep playing
when
it
she
every
was 16
week.
Years old.
You made it's me all say over cunt. iTunes, fuckface.
Well, fucking
yeah,
A,
but,
guys.
But fuck.
What?
But there it is.
Oh, did I say it too?
Yeah, I think we all say it. It's one of those.
It's one of those things.
You
huh?
And you go, oh, you just.
Yeah,
fuck
no. Do you guys want to play one more song? Like,
yeah, do more
one
music.
Of the ones you rehearsed last night for us,
hell
which
yeah.
is awesome.
See.
Sure. What do we do now?
We're up to Protector.
And then we're going to get to the meat of the show. So, Rick, get your music queued up.
Woo. Oh, shit. We're going to get meaty.
All right. Mm-hmm. Some more meat time.
This one's called Protector.
Stand by.
I burped.
When I was but a child,
Kind of a gay song.
Yeah, it was.
Well, it's about fucking men.
It's about having a tiny dick.
You know what is gay?
I said it once. I'm going to say it again. Pegging is not gay.
No, it's not gay if you wear a condom, guys. I tell you.
You know what's gay is men having sex with each other. I agree.
No, it's not gay at all.
And so that song being gay, it has sex with songs of the same gender. So it's a matter of opinion.
If you guys want to rest and take a seat, and then when it's time to answer, you can stand up because I know you're looking tired right now. Yeah, they're all running for their chairs. So.
We're all out of shape and old.
We're hella old.
No problem. No problem. What is the average age of the band?
Oh, we just took it up a notch, Randy and I. Well, Randy almost. I just turned 40.
Next week, I'll be 2 weeks.
And
2 weeks, I'll be 40.
And this is Sasha. I'm the baby. I'm 34.
Okay, so between 34 and 40, we're going to go average age of 37.
Oh, fuck, we're old. It's not that old, guys.
But you know what the good thing about old guys is they're tighter than... A lot of the times they're tighter than the young guys. Exactly, sexually is what I was talking about.
I stood up just to say tighter buttholes.
Sexually and musically.
That has totally been a theme with us, because we'll play a show and we'll listen to a bunch of the people talking afterwards, and it's fucking hilarious because you'll see... Young people will be looking at us and be like, oh, who are these old guys? And then afterwards, they're like, holy shit, they're fucking old, but they can play. That's great.
Fuck, they're so old, though. How do they still do it?
Randy, what were we talking about? Our legacy that we're trying to go for is, hey, have you seen Me Time? Yeah, they try really hard.
Totally.
Yeah.
That's going to be
a think you're, for I think effort. You're going a little higher than that, man. Do you guys try really hard?
Yeah, you guys kick ass.
I mean, it's tight.
Thank you. Music's sick.
Fucking A. Well, speaking of music, Rick, can you hit me up?
As you wish, Mr. Ramirez.
Thank you, Zombo. Oh, yeah, ladies and gentlemen, it's time for the worst little quiz in the world. And me, Chewbacca, and Rick are going to be your hosts of this shit.
Huh?
And this is where we ask you some uncomfortable questions to really get to know the band today. And so, we will score you. I'm going to have Chewbacca score today. Here's a pen.
All right.
Hook it up. All right, here we go.
So they want to give the answers that Chewbacca will score you high on.
Chewbacca is going to score you. So that does come into account. Who is judging? So
might be kind of low because I go low.
Yeah. Yeah, we all score differently.
Is it like all the lower the better?
Yeah. Well, it depends.
Nice. Highest score still wins, but it's just low.
I'm going to get a birdie.
Like, it's like you're if you score in golf, really you win in life. Right. But right. If you score in the game, this game, you win the podcast. So
nice.
Here we go.
Going I'm going to own this shit.
Speaking of that, the very first question going to Morgan here. The age, circumstance, and location of the loss of your virginity.
Was it the age circumstance? 13. I don't want to call her name out. We don't
No names.
We don't talk anymore.
No names necessary.
Just say her name, dude.
You just say the young lady.
I would
say
her early one.
Name. Nobody wants to know her fucking name.
Not at 13. Please
like my
don't.
Girlfriend, yeah. I was 13 too, though, so it's okay. We were both 13. It's all right. Yeah, I was early.
Where'd you grow up at?
It's just I grew up in Truckee, and it was she was a girl that had big titties that I liked, and
was it in a house?
It was up at her house. Yeah, well, yeah, I hitchhiked up at her house. Her parents were always gone, so we'd fuck in her house, and yeah, it was good times. It was actually like I remember after we played when I was like 12, I think we played our first school dance as Gusher. We played some horrible shit, and fucking, she was like, afterwards came up, she's like, let's go play with my tits. And I was like, hell yeah.
So,
felt her up behind the thing.
That's that'll tell you on rock and roll.
And then from there, I kept, yeah, well, I played with her tits behind, well, under the bleachers. And then I went after, like, that weekend, she's like, come up to my house and you can go down on me. So I hitchhiked up there, and
Jen's gonna hate this fucking story.
She didn't let me in. She didn't let me in that week, but I came back the next week. We came back the next week, and then I went down there and had sex. I was 13.
Was it a bedroom? Was it a car?
Her mom's bedroom.
Her mom's bedroom.
Her mom's bed.
Yeah, I do think she cried afterwards.
All right, moving on.
Bonus.
Was it because you were terrible? Or?
I think it's like because you like think it's going to be better, and the first time you have sex,
happy
it's
tears.
Like, yeah, it's like whatever. We were together after that for like over 4 years, so whatever.
Did you ever have sex again?
No, that was the one time. Yeah, that was yeah.
Does her mom listen to the show?
I hope not. I don't know. I haven't talked to them in a while.
And I married that girl.
My wife's going to listen to the show and not like the story as much.
Patty, moving on. Your first time, please to be telling us about it.
I'm pretty sure it was in.
Are you talking right into your mic?
Is now I am.
No.
Thank you.
It was downstairs. It was a family of a.
Do you like it in your face?
Yes, I do.
We do too.
It was downstairs in their her makeshift bedroom in a. They had a million children. They're a Catholic family with billions of kids.
That's bonus point.
And too. It was very awkward, and I was 15, and it was very short-lived, and yes.
Was it sneaky, like, on the sly, or were nobody
it was
host like, home?
No, she had it all planned out. Nobody was there. It was no big deal.
Girls are diabolical.
Dude, the Pope was pissed.
That Pope probably
You're not
was.
Supposed to do that.
No, you're not. Yeah.
And what? How old were you again?
15.
15, okay.
I'm winning.
Sasha?
I was also 15, and it was... It was romantic. It was with the woman who ended up being my wife.
No shit.
No shit.
Well, don't get crazy. We filed divorce papers today. That was today.
I wasn't gonna go there.
15, and it was great. It was it wasn't great sex. Fuck if I had any comparison to do that, but it was at her house in her
room.
It
got better, right?
It got much better. Yeah.
Oh, good.
Yeah, for sure.
It gets better, guys.
If you're 15 and you're
just
listening
remember,
to this,
it gets
just
better.
Keep going.
I think so far we've had her place,
yeah.
So far.
We're going her place.
Well, yeah.
Randall?
I'm still a virgin.
See you me
actually,
after the show.
You just won that quiz.
Because
I am a Christian and you win.
Word. There we go.
Wait till marriage.
Christian's
well, I've
like
already been
bomb.
Married. I was married for 9 years, for 8 years. So
I'm a liar.
I was 19. It was in my dorm room, and tequila was the circumstances. So,
okay,
that's how I got.
She's still
up
a friend
Filipino
of mine.
Gang member.
We've been friends for years. And the caveat to that is, if I have a kid, it's with her because her kid looks an awful lot like me.
Oh,
that's creepy.
I like the little add-on, though. I'm going to give him a couple
more
points for that.
Wow, that's a lot of points, yeah.
Yeah.
And I think I made a baby by accident.
Yeah. We really get to know you. Craig, What happened with you there?
I was 15 at a buddy's house, and this girl was there, and I don't know. We played some game, and it's like,
was your buddy there too?
You from Truckee also?
It was like four of us, two boys, two girls.
Okay.
And then it was like, oh, you know, if you lose this game, you know, the two people have to go fuck. And we're like, okay. And then,
nice.
Yeah.
And so,
and you and the other guy ended up losing.
No, it was this nice
even
African American girl. And, you know, we both went
dude,
in.
Dude, going went, for the Afro points.
Yeah, you went brown sugar the first time?
The first time. Brown sugar.
When after you did that, did you think all girls wear that coarse of hair down there? Because fucking.
They are.
I went dark one time. It was hella coarse. Oh, my God.
No, I was hoping all chicks fucked like that. Wow. No, just kidding. She was a virgin, too, so it was quick. And it was like, both of us are like, are we really going to let this happen? And then we did let it happen.
Holy shit. Yeah. So it's kind of on a bet.
Shit happens.
Yeah, it was like a game. And and then we came out, and they're like, oh, we totally fixed that because we didn't want fucking. It's like, okay, we're cool with that.
Damn.
That's fair.
Yep.
Dig.
All right. All right. So we're going to go same order. If you could start a fist fight and beat up anybody in history, who would that be? Starting with you, Morgan.
Ah, oh, fuck. I guess the easy answer is you go with Hitler, man.
That you is also zero.
Wow. Yeah.
Everybody
I'm
says
it
that.
I would
because he was a dick.
Beat the shit out of Hitler. Why not? Like, right. Is there someone that else deserves a beating more than Hitler?
Well, Oprah, but
it's just a boring answer.
I know it's boring as fuck, but I'm going to go with it because fuck Hitler. You know, I'm going to stand by that. So
cool.
I'm going Shkreli, that prick.
Talking to the mic, Patty.
The Shkreli. The EpiPen.
Okay.
Price fixing pharmaceuticals.
I guess it's just about as
he's
good as Hitler.
Not even history. That's just like this minute.
Yeah, right,
it's still history.
About, I guess
he's a
history.
Dick, and then even he bought the Wu-Tang album so nobody can hear it. He's a douchebag.
Really? You did that?
Yeah.
Fuck
the,
that guy.
The platinum in a badass cover. Yeah.
That was a great album.
I've never heard it. No, you haven't heard it. Nobody's heard it.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's unreleased.
Oh, really? It's an unreleased Wu-Tang album?
Yeah, and it's
and nobody ever heard it?
No, there's
it's
a platinum. There's a clause that Bill Murray or the Wu-Tang can steal it back. So if any of them do, we will get it. Yeah,
okay.
It's in the fucking contract.
That's pretty crazy, but it's unfortunate there's Wu-Tang not available to people.
Yeah, well, Bill Murray, get the fuck on it.
Okay, Sasha?
I'm going back to the French song that we were talking about. I'm going with al-Baghdadi, the leader of the Islamic State. Because that guy's
a douche too, I'm sure.
Head. Yeah. Screw all his. I'd like to pull his beard while I smash him with my knee in the face. That's what I'd like to do.
That's cool.
Yeah.
All right, Randall.
I'm going to go with Morgan. Oh, because I hit Hitler and he loves Hitler. So that's what I saw this coming. Like, I knew I was like, I'm going to hit
you
Hitler.
Know, you got to hate a guy with
know,
hair.
I
like
mean,
that.
Morgan has made history. You know, he is part of history.
Mm-hmm.
And
well, yeah.
To hell with that guy.
Okay.
Damn,
right.
This guy loves Hitler. I love him, but he needs to be punched.
You're
in the
just
face.
Defending Hitler, huh?
I do. Yeah, Randy really likes Hitler.
Someone
for everybody
has to.
In podcast land, here's the one guy standing up for Hitler. No, there's plenty of shitheads standing up for Hitler, and Randy's really not one of them.
Yep.
I don't want to defame my friend like that.
Randy's using the show business right now by giving a funny answer and then giving his real one. You're
that's
amazing.
How I do it. Yep,
that's how you do it.
Real answer? No, that's it.
which is that clever?
See, he's just going for
it's
points.
A fake answer.
I went zero
no,
points.
Real.
He went big points.
Hey, I know how to play the game.
Oh, all right, Craig. I'm going to go with the asshole that thought to send syphilis blankets to the Native Americans.
Craig is Native American.
Craig is Native American.
And we give him lots of blankets.
We do. Yes.
It's one of our. I always trade him shit for
no
bees.
Syphilis yet.
That dude
but
is a
full blown prick.
Trade him shit for bees.
Yeah, why would you think of that? Hey, like, let's send blankets.
I'm
up
always
there
like,
with
hey,
syphilis on.
Oh, hey, guys, I got some blankets for you.
Well, I'm like, hey, Craig.
Here's syphilis, you fucking. Fuck
Craig, nice
guy,
new
dude.
Truck. I got this shiny ass bead, and Craig's like always thinking about it. Like he's seriously... and then I stopped.
We
like...
gotta tell Craig not to fall asleep on top of his fucking
that,
truck tire.
Yeah, I
that
do
bead
have...
it looks so good on my moccasins.
I do have stickers in my center console that says Whitey will pay if you guys want some.
I want one.
I want one.
I'm half
really
Mexican.
Bad.
Okay.
Fucking assholes.
I'm
sorry.
Whitey and I'll
sorry about
we,
that.
We do like to. It's a band like
and you
tradition
like to rub
to be,
it in, like
to be fake racist
to be
against
fake racist
Native against. Americans at Craig. We love
and
Native
it's
Americans.
So funny
like everyone, but we do like to pick on Craig.
You hear white people
fun.
And they're like, "Oh, you know, Mexicans are taking over, and they're you know, they're,
who says that?
They're fucking they're coming over the border and they're taking all this fucking land from us." And it's like, "Fuck you, Whitey! You fucking did it fucking hundreds of years ago.
Fucking douchebags.
Guess you're a wagon
burner,
Craig.
You got a good point there.
Yeah.
So true.
Fucking assholes.
My apologies.
No, it's all good.
It's fake, but, and it's all in good fun.
Just on behalf of my people.
Just so you guys know.
Hey,
this,
fuck
this,
you, Craig. We're drinking all your alcohol.
Land, so.
I hear you.
All right. I speak a little Paiute.
Craig, let's switch
one
it up.
One of my best friends is gay and a Paiute.
You know gay Paiutes?
I know gay. Yeah, one of my best friends is gay Paiute.
Hey, I spent a lot of time around Paiutes and Shoshones.
You're not gay either.
They're good people.
Are you Washo?
No, I'm Maidu. We're out of Northern California.
Oh, so you're from far.
Chico, talking about
Chico,
dude, because my
no
friend is Paiute. He talks mad shit about the Washos. He's all those fuck faces.
I was one of the, I'm from one of the weak tribes that like they just
red on red hate.
No, like
we've never even heard of you.
Yeah. Red,
white people just moved in and they said
that's fucked up. Yeah, sorry. Namaste. Namaste.
Yeah, whatever.
That's great.
Oh, hey, there's white people. It's cool.
What's fucked up is my family's all blue blood and shit, and it's got it back to where, like, all the men in my family get the middle name. Not me, but my brother's middle name is Wheeler, because it's Colonel William White Wheeler, and he was totally a guy that went and fucked the shit out of Indians.
William like, White Wheeler?
Yeah, isn't that a fucked up name for a guy that kills Indians?
Yeah.
So, like,
Morgan
yeah.
and I always have
my
some
family,
weird tension.
My family back in the day, like, my great-great-great-grandpappy used to fuck the shit out of Craig's family, like, in bad ways.
Yeah.
Like, not
like
nice
in the butt?
Ways.
Yeah.
Yeah, all sorts
but
of ways.
Fuck.
All right, next question. Let's go.
All right.
Craig... I'm going to start with you this time.
Yes.
What was the first album you bought with your own money?
Oh, it was Dio Holy Diver. It was a vinyl record.
Ooh.
Hey, Craig, he's making a face up here.
Oh. No, that's a good face.
Okay, yeah. Cool.
That's a good face. Yeah. I like that.
And it was just for the album cover. I had
Dio's
no idea.
Dio's a good call on your first record.
Yeah,
what the
I had no fucking idea. I'm just like, oh, look at this
Mine
album cover.
Cool
it's fucking awesome. And then
and
I listened to it,
cool
and I'm like, oh.
Celebration.
That's that kind of music.
Yeah, man. Yeah. Fucking Dio, dude. So, I'm curious, this is not on the quiz, but what was your second album after Dio?
Iron Maiden, The Trooper.
Yeah.
Fucking A, that's where you go from Dio.
Yeah, totally. Yeah. And my first concert was Thompson Twin and Howard Jones.
Faggot.
Totally.
And he still loves it to this day. He's a Buble fan.
Yeah.
Oh, really? You're a Buble fan?
Yeah, man,
dude, I love Michael Buble.
Big Buble.
Me and the wife
man.
Went and saw
open-minded
him. He was
dude.
So fucking entertaining. Oh, fuck. He was funny as shit.
All right.
Douchebag! You want to play Barbies? I have Barbies at my house.
Hey, guys, all the cool's downstairs.
Randall, what was the first album you bought with your own money?
Shit, it was at the warehouse.
Yeah.
Warehouse Tapes and Records, that's now EG.
And,
motherfucker.
I picked up Minor Threat. And my mom goes, is that a skinhead on the cover? You can't buy that.
Oh, he's a nice man.
So instead, I got Misfits Walk Among Us. And my life would have been a completely different story had my mom let me buy the Minor Threat album at a very impressionable age. Instead,
album.
I was listening to shit like Devil's Whorehouse and, you know, I Want Your Skulls.
Yeah, Minor Threat's really pretty positive when you think about it.
Right.
Right.
Instead, I got in trouble with a lot of drugs and, you know, so.
Yeah, so their mom.
I mean, I wasn't, so like, let's see, I drank, I smoked, didn't fuck, but, you know, I didn't think very much.
At least you could fuck, no, you couldn't think.
Nope,
you
couldn't
had
think
the
at all.
Album.
You're out of step.
My life's a mess.
He was out of step on his way to the Devil's Whorehouse. Sasha?
The first album I bought with my own money was Joe Satriani's Surfing with the Alien. Because it had the Silver Surfer on it.
And it's a fucking
like
badass album, too.
It is a badass album.
High five for sure.
Are you a big comic book fan, Sasha?
You know, I used to be when I was a kid, but not anymore.
That
not
Dio
anymore, right?
Holy Diver's looking a lot fucking better right now, bro.
Holding up pretty good, I gotta tell you.
I would say.
Don't worry, Craig. So far, you're in the lead.
Yeah.
All right.
All right.
Patty, this was at the warehouse.
Don't lie.
Good old warehouse. Mm-hmm. All right.
Believe me.
I know it was the Living Color Cult of Personality single on tape and Robin Williams full length. I got about 15 minutes into the Robin Williams in my room and my mom took it away from me once he started talking about cocaine.
Man,
you got to go with the comedy album.
Get off my nuts, mom.
Switch it up, dude.
That's sweet, sweet.
I don't know. Will you give him a couple points for me on that one? Because I do love Robin Williams with all my heart.
He's crazy in a good way.
And I love coke.
What? Cocaine?
I'm yeah. Oh, sorry.
Mom. Who doesn't?
Why sorry. Mom hating on cocaine all the time?
Coke!
All right, Randall.
Morgan.
I mean, Morgan.
Uh, I wish it was something fucking cooler, but it was the 1989 fucking Batman soundtrack. Prince did do half that shit.
That is actually pretty cool.
So it's pretty cool.
This town needs an enema.
Speaking of, I brought the shit out of that album.
I had that on vinyl.
We're gonna give you the androgynous
signal. You know what my
second
was? Little Mermaid soundtrack. So I'm glad I bought it.
Would you like some Vagisil?
Oh yeah.
You know, you know my brother bought that album too, and you know my brother.
Yeah, your brother's also like over 10 years older than me, so I win. Wow. Sorry, Andy, if you listen to this. But I was like age appropriate. I was like 8, so you were like 18. So fuck.
All right.
When you're searching the internet for porn, what are your favorite keywords to search to jerk?
Let's start with Morgan.
Oh, I'm so like it changes all the fucking time. I'm disgusting where it's just whatever. There's no like norm.
Okay. So you're rando.
I'm rando. I'm just like whatever I'm into that moment.
That's
it
a safe answer.
Yeah, anything.
Patty.
Big boobs. Chubby.
Yeah, BBW, baby. Sasha.
BBW. MMF. Totally big and busty.
What?
I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
I missed it. Cream pie.
Cream pie. Yeah.
Yeah. And sometimes if I'm feeling so devious, cream pie surprise.
Love it.
Party.
I don't want to hear that.
MILF's cream first pie? Cream pie. That just
cream pie. Yeah. Randall.
I'm a Playboy kind of guy. Like I like just looking at
you're mellow, huh?
Pretty yeah, naked pretty girls. Vanilla. Very vanilla.
You're old school.
I am.
Do you know Latinas, Asians, black chicks?
my misogyny is kind of racist. Also, I like white women.
Okay, let's move along. Craig,
I like the casting couches.
That's some rad shit.
It is pretty good. It's just like real fucking. Because the chicks are like, I guess I'm just gonna fuck this dude. Yeah. Like,
show me tits.
Yeah, and they're not like. They're just like, oh, okay.
I need a job.
I guess this is what I got to do to get this job. They're just like, okay, go ahead. Yeah, okay, get off me.
Yeah. Do your best job now. Yeah, I like to see that.
All right.
Yeah. Just be into it, ladies. All right.
Yeah, just settle down. They like fucking.
Be over, please.
One more, Riku. All right. So most of you guys is married or in a relationship? Okay. So if you get a free pass from celebrity or anyone in history, who would you fuck? Let's start with Craig downstairs.
Oh, fake me out.
Fake out.
Oh, that's hard to say. I do love me some Kate Beckinsale.
Okay, Kate Beckinsale. Yeah. Randall.
My latest crush is her name is Samina Sariana. She's a Mexican pop star, but again. Kind of not pop star-ish, very plain.
We're going to take your first answer, absolutely. So, say your name again.
Jaimina Sariana.
Okay, everybody Google that and go jack it. All right, Sasha.
Now, was that anybody in history or anyone who's...
Anyone in history.
Oh, you
could get a free pass with.
Yeah, I kind of want to.
Your wife said that.
Margaret Thatcher. Totally he's going Margaret Thatcher. How about that? That's you're why he said history. He's like,
yeah.
Margaret
National
Thatcher.
Front.
Thatcher.
The base is falling.
Power.
Okay, I'm going to say anyone from history, I'm going. Oh, God, I just blanked on her.
How about that Muslim dude's mom?
No.
She was pretty hot, too.
I'm just joking, of course.
Of course. It's cool because she doesn't speak.
Audrey Hepburn.
Ooh.
Oh, Audrey Hepburn.
Hot
fuck
ass balls.
Yeah.
Breakfast at Tiffany.
Yep.
Yeah.
Dude, best ever.
Hot balls.
She is hot. Downstairs at this studio, you can take a shit while you're looking at her.
Yeah. No shit, really?
Yep. She's in the downstairs.
Only in the
I just
dog
watched
water.
That movie the other night, and you're absolutely right.
Patty?
Craig went with Kate Beckinsale, so I have to go to my other first tie, Rachel Weisz.
Ooh,
yeah, that's
yeah.
a good choice.
Yeah.
Creamy
I know, I'm thinking of Rachel McAdams.
So like nobody wanted to go with like Florence Nightingale or
my wife's gonna get mad too.
Marie Antoinette, perhaps.
Morgan,
hey, I'm gonna
we don't know Rich.
I'm gonna be honest. I'm gonna go with Britney Spears. But if we're doing the time traveling shit, I want like 18-year-old Britney Spears because you know why not? 18-year-old Britney Spears.
Not like shaved head. Hit, like
hit
crazy
me, baby.
No, not crazy. Or even now, Britney
that
Spears.
That would be
just,
fun.
Britney Spears is just, I don't know.
Hit
you
me,
leave
baby.
Britney alone right now. She's in a good
again.
Place.
Red
exactly.
Vinyl.
That album.
Hard
nice.
Way.
Yeah, high school and shit.
She's one of like waking up on her 18th birthday
in,
and half awake.
Before she starts
in the short skirt uniform, right?
Yeah, dressed, you know, Britney
yes.
Spears, 18-year-old
pigtails.
Britney Spears.
Fucking dirty old man.
We are
dirty. Old man.
Fucking A.
Hey,
all right.
Time traveling. We got to use it for good purposes.
Okay, guys, for this next segment, we're going rapid fire. What
rapid
we got to
fire!
Do is say your answer as fast as possible. Yep. For example, I'll start out with Morgan going Elvis or Beatles. Go.
Elvis. I wear Elvis shades.
Elvis.
Beatles.
Elvis.
Craig.
Beatles.
All right. Chewbacca, you got one?
How about Elko or Las Vegas?
Elko.
Elko.
Las Vegas.
Las Vegas. Never been to Elko.
Craig.
Love me some Elko.
Yeah, three Elkos. Elko wins tonight,
yeah,
folks.
Fuck you, man.
That's fucking awesome.
My roommate's from
all
Elko.
Right, I got one. Helen Hunt or Holly Hunter?
Holly Hunter, fuck yeah.
Holly Hunter.
Absolutely Holly Hunter.
Helen Hunt all the way.
Oh, you're right.
Since I was
that
so
tall.
Wrong.
I'm a Helen Hunt man myself.
Oh, yeah, Holly Hunter.
Awesome.
Raising Arizona. Oh, when she's crying.
Yeah. She's gorgeous.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, like, Raising Arizona is the one
like,
I'll
hey,
give
baby,
you for
why
sure.
Why are you crying?
There's a lot of,
and
right,
then you just fucking
that,
do her in the butt.
On the fucked up I mean, porn, yeah, there's a lot of like, Incredibles porn with her. You know,
butt
she
fuck.
Was Holly Hunter. She was the butt fuck. Yeah.
I used to have a picture of Helen Hunt taped to my guitar.
I'll really case. Make you cry, bitch.
Swear to God, I did.
Yeah.
She's Miss Incredible.
She's pretty. All right. Rick, you got one?
AIDS or cancer?
Oh, let's start with Craig.
AIDS, I'm spreading that shit to the white man.
Might as well go with cancer because I'm going to get it.
Oh, I'm going cancer.
Oh.
Cancer.
AIDS, it's curable now.
The all hip.
Right. You're not AIDS. That rich.
Would you rather brush your teeth in the morning or not?
I brush every morning, yeah.
I brush
my teeth every morning.
I only brush in the morning.
Craig?
I feel fucking horrible if I don't brush my teeth.
All right.
It gives me a headache.
It's unanimous.
Let's go. Jello Biafra or Henry Rollins? Craig?
Henry Rollins.
Yeah, Henry.
Jello Biafra.
Jello.
He's my hero. Or was,
right
until
on.
I met him.
That happens,
heroes,
right?
That happens.
Never meet
your
never meet
that
heroes,
dude. But it turns out that was actually a who would you do, and Henry, I agree.
That's true. It
yeah,
was a who
if
you
I'm gonna fuck
would
one of
them,
I think Henry's cute.
Oh.
Fuck yeah.
Oh.
Jesus, imagine that faggot crawling up on top
have,
of you.
I have a picture of me yeah. with Jello and my wife, and my friend's
such a
like,
hard body. I mean,
my friend's like, whose aunt is that? Because he totally looks like a fucking. He's like a 4-year-old. Yeah, he looks like a lesbian. Yeah. So maybe I will fuck Jello.
Nice.
Feminine.
Morgan, would you rather be beat up or arrested?
Beat up.
Arrested.
Beat up.
I gotta go with arrested.
Craig?
Beat up.
Ooh.
God, we're split.
My buddy just died.
Oh,
we did have a friend just die, get beat up. So that, you know,
would you rather?
Yeah, no shit.
Of course, he got arrested a lot too. So
yeah. Riku has a question for you guys.
Second time store or not?
Oh
not.
Shit! I'm cut. I'm you know.
Cut.
What?
I'm going.
Yes.
Snipped.
Craig. Only one bit of foreskin in the whole band.
I am a native, so I did not.
Fuck that one.
Oh,
for real.
You got that.
Yeah, where's the elephant noise?
It's more.
I'm a good person.
Yeah, totally. Elephant.
Anyway,
you're the only one in the band without a mutilated penis.
Yes.
Would you rather go back in time and see Led Zeppelin live or get your truck vandalized?
Nice twist.
The B. Yeah. The B doesn't quite meet the A.
Which direction are we going?
I'm going my truck vandalized. Fuck Led Zeppelin.
Yeah.
I gotta go with Led Zeppelin.
I'm going Led Zeppelin. Hell yeah.
Truck vandalization.
Yeah. Fuck Led Zeppelin.
Wow. Three Led Zeppelins.
I am not into Led
Good question, Chewy. I didn't know. I didn't know it was a good question.
I look forward to the opportunity to say
Salt and Pepper or TLC.
I just saw Salt and Pepper and they were fucking rad.
You don't get to ask the question.
I fucking asked it.
No. Rick, give him one.
Oh,
Left Eye or Spinderella?
Would you do Caitlyn Jenner or Chaz Bono?
Start with Morgan.
Chaz.
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 Who the fuck is Chaz Bono?
Sonny and Cher's child who used to be a woman and is now a man.
Oh. Well, I gotta go with
ass.
Him then. Totally gotta go
I
with
gotta
him.
Go with
Craig.
Him.
I'm going with Caitlyn Jenner. I'm getting some of that money.
Fuck
yeah.
Because I'd be on the show if I'm fucking that dude.
Yeah,
I'm on the show
for
sure.
Can I have both?
Yeah, you can.
All right, let's go. All right. Well, we already know somebody's a big Dio fan, but Ozzy or Dio?
I guess Dio, yeah. Dio.
Ozzy.
That's a really hard fucking question.
Ozzy. This guy loves that shit. Yeah, that's his jam.
I'm going Dio.
Right, the time.
Wow,
up.
I'm surprised by that. I also am going Dio.
Yeah.
See, you guys learn stuff about each other on this show.
Yeah. I'm the last in line.
All right, a bunch of Dio fans Ozzy. In me time, you guys. You got to do a punk rock Dio cover, do you?
No, we don't.
No. Like
you're making him excited because he knows
I'm planting seeds. Just the sun planting at night. Seeds. Please do it.
Pizza or burger and fries?
Oh, okay.
Fucking pizza any day.
Pizza.
Burger and fries.
Do I get a beer with it? It's got to go burger and fries.
Yeah, burger and fries for sure.
Oh, wow. I'm surprised by this. Tacos.
Damn Norwegian, that's all you got to say?
on the food tip, tacos or, well, usually get tacos or pizza, so. Never mind on the food tip. Fuck that question.
Tacos.
That's stupid shit.
I don't care. Tacos.
All right, Craig, Sid and Nancy or Kurt and Courtney?
Kurt and Courtney.
Randall.
Sid and Nancy.
Sid and Nancy, totally.
Sid and Nancy.
Yeah, Sid and Nancy.
Nostalgic bitches. Sex Pistols win that one.
Bitches.
Nickelback or Coldplay?
Oh, fuck. Actually, Coldplay is okay once in a great. Well, I feel
like. All right,
bad.
Go ahead.
Hauntavirus.
Yeah. Give him some points answer. For that one, Chewy.
Coldplay for me.
I got to go Coldplay, too.
I'm going syphilis blankets, too.
All right. The correct answer was herpes, guys.
Oh, herpes. Oh, of course.
Herpes blankets. Herpes blankets.
Hauntavirus wasn't bad. That was okay.
All right, Rick, do you have any follow-ups? I'm pretty much out of them.
I'm happy.
I have one more. Oh, you got one?
No.
Star Wars or Star Trek?
Star Trek.
Police.
Wars.
Star Wars.
Trek.
Star Wars.
Dude, Trek has given us so much more.
Star Wars.
I renounced Star Wars because of the fucked up shit they did to us in, you know, the early or late 90s, early 2000s.
My parents are fucking
on.
Trek.
That's what the
Jar Jar Binks was the pinnacle of the Star Wars everything.
Come oh, yeah.
And we love the most recent
Sith
movie,
Lord,
but
dude.
It's just the same movie from before.
No, yeah, because totally Star Trek Voyage Home was fucking awesome, guys.
You guys are all wrong about
that. That was awesome.
That was awesome.
It wasn't awesome.
But the one where they went to help God, that did suck.
No, they were all awesome.
They were
Spock
horrible.
Death gripped a punk rocker on the bus. Come on, Craig.
Oh, that was so rad. Yeah. Star Trek Save the Whales is one of the best movies ever.
I would say original Star Wars and Next Generation for me.
Oh, yeah.
Star Trek. A fucking
Well, this is rapid fire.
I'm more of a
so
deep space mind.
Yeah. Wrap it up, guys.
Chewy.
All right,
Chewy.
Well, how'd they do?
Let's see. Morgan, Sasha, and Randall all tied with 5 for 3rd place.
Five. I knew I lost.
Patty scored 7. Good answers. Thank you, Buck. Craig took it with 8 points.
Craig!
Yeah, Craig!
That's bullshit. I'm going on record saying that's bullshit. Right
mainly now. Because I agree with your
we'll have a rematch.
Casting couch answer was
Craig.
Which
Craig is not.
Yeah.
Your preference on pornography.
Gas porn.
Yeah. Thank you.
He's taking
we'll have
on
a rematch next time you're on, Phyllis.
Hell yeah.
Sweet.
For show. Well, cool. We still got you for a little while here, so why don't you double up and give us a couple double dose of the me time?
Cool. Sure thing. You want to do Death and Taxes? You want to throw that? Because I think that's where we're on what we practice.
Okay.
All right.
Let's do that and then some ugly. Oh, Randy sings this one. If it makes a difference.
Yeah, wait
right
out.
Here. We all yell in the background.
Someone that you love will be lost. And the things we set aside, you help us always. Yeah.
Fuck you.
There you go. Patty has a line at the end. He didn't do it.
All right.
Why didn't that you shit's do? For commies.
A lot of empty beers over there.
So we're going to double up, eh?
What's the next song called again? Oh, shit.
Yeah, that was called, that was Death and Taxes, this last one. Or this is called Ugly.
Duh.
You knew it.
Riku.
Remember, Craig, it goes forever in the beginning.
Present me, my story, a beauty turned ugly, the sadness, my sorrow, no hope for tomorrow. We all heard the story, I loved her, she loved me, but something meant to be, some damned iniquity. We set off together, it would last forever, but things change like weather, some always, some never. Darkness in your eyes, the change.
Yeah, it's getting ugly.
Like your mom.
Not
I'm so
my mom.
Glad
mom
that's
joke.
Over.
Mom joke.
Not
that was
yeah.
awesome.
Riku.
I think Patty and I drank
Seriously.
All the beers.
Yeah, what the fuck, guys? Fuck
that's
yeah.
what we do.
We still got a 12.
There's one over here,
Rolling
guys.
Rock down there.
Sweet.
There's some Rolling Rocks
too.
Downstairs. Yeah, we're gonna smoke some cigarettes after yeah. the show, and maybe drink a couple more beers. But before we get wrapped up here, Rick, what do you got going on next week?
Gee, a couple of queers coming in here to record their faggot album.
Oh, the Roxy Collie? Nice.
Roxy Collie!
Oh, my band.
Me Time's coming back.
Roxy Collie.
Well.
Yeah, Roxy Collie's coming in, so I'm fucking hell right excited about that. I don't even know
That'll
what we're doing.
Cool.
Are we doing
I think we're doing guitars and vocals, and then maybe doing a couple more songs, but they're
like
going to call me when they're all done with what they're doing.
Like, are we? So we are going to do drums? Like,
and if we do new songs, then yeah, I have to come lay down the drums.
So we might just be doing extra stuff, but I don't have to
What about the
drums?
Gay sex?
Yeah, I might not even have to come. Which I'm hoping, because I don't want to deal with the gay sex.
But fuck, what are you going to do if they...
All right, I was just wondering.
Yeah. Fuck yeah, we will.
And then we'll have some fucking pie.
I want to get in the spirit. It's almost fall.
I don't have anything I can think of this weekend. Chewie,
well, yeah, you're gonna be here.
Riku, what do you have coming up?
I'm bored of this.
Right. Chewbacca, what do you have coming up?
Really, honestly, it's fall, and I'll be doing housework and watching football for the rest of the year.
Yeah. Have you been huffing something?
Hell yeah. Do you have something I might do also.
Do you have any advice for the listeners out there before we go?
Just pay attention when you're driving at a four-way stop. Don't wave somebody through if it's not their turn. Just fucking do what you're supposed to do.
I hate that shit.
I agree.
Four-way stops, it's a real simple concept.
If two people arrive at identical times...
If they're coming, the person on the right
goes first.
The right, you go.
Dude. Why do people do that?
Courtesy doesn't come into it. Just fucking go when it's your turn.
And don't you like the guy that drives up after everybody and then fucking waves everyone else through?
Yeah, like it's your fucking job to wave me
like
through.
Like he's the boss.
It's my fucking turn.
He's like, dude, you're late to the party. Fuck you.
And fuck your turn signals.
Turn signals.
Come on.
Yes.
You have to touch the thing when you turn.
It's called an indicator, so we know where you're fucking going, asshole.
Yeah, we need information.
This is like a whole other podcast. We should get into this, like, traffic etiquette.
That's besides the point. Yeah.
People wave me through, even if they've been waiting there for like 3 minutes, because they're like,
and they probably think they're being nice, and they wonder why I called them a cunt.
Look at the huge guy in the truck. I'm gonna wave him.
Wave him through. Why did
feel bad
about
giving you blankets?
Yeah, totally. Oh, I gave him a syphilis blanket.
Why did he call me a cunt? I just waved him through the fucking stop sign.
Yeah,
because you're a fucking cunt. Pay attention. It's your turn to go.
It's your fucking turn.
That's why I called you a cunt. Even though you're probably a very nice person, and you're probably just trying to be courteous. Still, just do your part.
I like it on your backside, cunt.
That's good advice.
God, we hit a vein there, guys.
Stop being so cunty.
We were onto something here.
Meantime, when's your next show?
The 30th,
the
30th, right?
Of
October
September.
30th at Shays. We're going to be playing with Richie.
September.
September, what'd I say?
You said Richie
Ramone. Oh, well, fuck you. That's
okay.
Next month. This month. Here's our voice.
It's September 30th. We're opening for Richie Ramone, and we're playing with the Sex Devils as well, and that is at Shays.
Nice.
And it's my birthday.
It's
Randy's birthday.
Or it will be at midnight.
It's going to be Randy's birthday party.
Old.
That sounds right.
Playing with a living Ramone, you guys. So get down to the Meantime show.
And it may sound like kind of a joke, but he puts
October
30th? On a hell of a fucking
show. September 30th.
September 30th.
This month.
Like in a couple weeks.
Yeah.
All right, you guys.
And Richie Ramone brings it.
They're fun.
Awesome. Sounds like a joke, but
second or third time playing.
Yeah, we played with them last year, and they were fucking awesome.
They're fun.
They were great.
And they totally do all start their songs. 1, 2, 3, 4! And then that's it. It's
great.
He wrote Somebody Put Something in My Drink. So come on. That's a fucking classic.
The only drummer they got to sing in the Ramones. Come on. It's history. Yeah.
That's his little trivia.
He kind of beats Ringo.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
You want to see that at Shays, just a little tiny.
And he rolls in and he acts like he's
probably
a pompous windbag, but he's really not.
He
knows it's all a joke, and he's just like, yeah, come up.
And he's 7'2", so you can't miss him.
Yeah. He looks like something out of a friggin' horror movie.
Right on.
Awesome.
And how can people get your music and updates on what's going on the internet?
Sasha?
So we've got a Facebook page, and we have got 338 likes. And
we expect some more, guys.
We've worked our ass off for every one of those. None of those are paid for. That's all been planned shows and years.
Us.
So come and check us out on Facebook. It's Facebook, the MeTime Band. Slash thing, just me time. It's us. And then our music, we've got our EP that's available both on iTunes, and you can get it on Bandcamp.
What's it called?
The EP is called
20 Years
Time.
Late.
20 Years Late. Episode 1.
It's
got five songs and a kick-ass drawing from Patty's daughter on the back of us playing music.
Boy,
and
cool.
Yeah.
I bought a couple of your records recently, and I feel like I want my money back.
Yeah.
Yeah, you do.
That's honest.
No refunds.
You're not getting it.
You're going to have to talk to Sasha.
I didn't really.
Craig is the banker.
He's going to make it disappear.
He's the big guy. So yeah, check us out on Facebook and...
Facebook us, everybody. MeTime.com/band.
Oh, YouTube. We got a music video.
Oh, we're on YouTube.
You got a videos.
We do. Yeah. We've got a
I love
videos
video.
Up on YouTube.
Video.
We have one.
Like one? Or
Sasha
two?
Put together a really awesome video for us. So
yeah, check out if you go onto YouTube and you type in MeTime America. No A. America.
America.
There's no A in America. Yep. Oh, there is.
No, at the end.
There's two. Oh, shit.
It's not America. It's America. Yeah, check it out.
And then we'll have a new album out early next year.
We hope.
For sure.
You guys just heard, full length. Heard a few songs off of it. Those are new songs. We were excited to play them because they're not recorded.
We're a super awesome. Little
and
podcast.
I swear we'll play them right on the
exclusive.
Album.
Exclusive.
Yeah. Exclusive.
We were gonna play a song off the EP tonight, but fuck it. We're looking to the future.
No, let's do them both. You guys got two more songs coming up, but before we head out, you're gonna play two more punk rock songs. This is awesome. Great show, right, Rick?
Fuck yeah.
Chewy, you satisfied?
I love it. Great music. All right. Fucking great show.
Thanks for having us, guys.
Smells kind of funky in here, but that's all right.
It smells like dick. Yeah.
Oh, that smells like not going to go away, by the way. That's here forever.
I say it smells like
We've
my truck.
We've, like, spored your styrofoam on the wall.
Hey,
yeah. It smells like the back of the alley, like the green room.
Oh, yeah. A little bit. Yeah. We put our stench in there a couple times.
I could tell. I could smell that me time.
Let's do Eulogy and Voted for this, guys.
All right, yeah, you guys stand on deck.
On the EP.
I just want to say goodbye to our listeners. I want to say for the Reverend Roy Dowd, for me, for Chewbacca, for Rick in the back, who is also known as Dogwater Dick.
No show ass interns. Oh.
For fucking Craig, Morgan, Patty, Sasha, and Randall, thank you for listening. Life is short, and we love you. Take it away, me time.
Awesome.
On the worst little podcast, we're talking out of our ass.
All right, this one's called Eulogy.
Shed one tear. Now listen up to hear my eulogy. 20 bucks a quarter in 1989. Big world, an afternoon adventure. Teenage turtles with sign bites. We're all my friends. Same world, free chances as I. But now it is all gone. What you meant to me?
This one's called You Voted For This. They're both on the EP. Go out and buy it, guys. $5. Thanks for me time.
Can't take that certain thickness in his pants.
I love parties.
Make them pay for me liking pussy.
We're done in this room?